I personally am partial to 2 Corinthians because it is the book that has to do with the ministry. You're going to learn a lot about the ministry in this book right here. This book right here details what the ministry is about. If you will know what the ministry is about, you read 2 Corinthians. And so it's written during Paul's third missionary journey from the city of Philippi, and it was written about 57 A.D. You're gonna see that it differs from First Corinthians because First Corinthians dealt with the problems in the church. That's what we went over a lot of stuff, and you know if you read that First Corinthians, you'll see these things. Second Corinthians deals with the conditions of the ministry. He's going to tell you what all is involved in the ministry and what makes a good minister. And look, even though we're not all up here preaching, all of us are ministers in that we're supposed to be witnessing for the Lord. And He's going to tell you what it takes to be a minister. And so the sufferings that are part of the ministry are mentioned in the 2 Corinthians. And I'll tell you something, we're called to suffer. And in the right way. Now, it's got 13 chapters, 257 verses, and 6,092 words, and I plan to climb through every bit of it with you. So, what you have is in verse 1, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in all Achaia. Now, you'll notice the address is on the front of the letter. This is a letter. It's got an address. Who's it to? Under the church. See, I mean, y'all, once I started seeing it, it's that simple. Church age epistles are addressed to the churches. Every one of them within the first 7 verses is going to tell you it's addressed to the church. Romans through Philemon are all addressed to the church. They're church age epistles. And Paul. Now, one thing about Paul is this right here. People either liked him or they didn't like him. He was as much like Jesus Christ as anybody you'll find in the Bible. Christ was either, people either loved him or hated him. And you know what? Paul, a lot of people were just completely dedicated to helping Paul out and following Paul. But you know what you'll find out when he went to a place? And he wouldn't fit in with the preachers nowadays because guess what? It wasn't long he'd be in the jail down there. Well, you know what? As we get closer and closer to the jumping off place, the preachers who believe the book like Paul did and preach the book like Paul did, you know what? They're going to probably spend some time in jail. And that goes for the rest of the Christians too. Why? Because you're getting in a time nowadays. We just had a, was it yesterday they had one of those gay marchings or whatever in Tupelo?
Really?
Just 50 minutes from here. And here they are having these great big old marches down there. Well, you know what that's telling? It's closing in. It's closing in. It's getting to where this whole agenda. And let me tell you this right here. Somebody that's living a lifestyle like that right there, they don't want to see the light. And you know what? They can't stand that Bible right there. Why? Because you know what that Bible says? You need to get saved. That Bible condemns that lifestyle and it calls it sodomy. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to get to where they're going to say, that's hate speech right there. And they're going to say, well, you're a bigot because you're not in with what the world's doing there. And you know what they told Lot? They said, you come up here to be a judge over us. You know what? Same thing they said way back in Genesis. You're judging us. You know what they say? Well, you're just judging us.
That's right.
They said the same thing, Genesis chapter 19. Well, you know what? Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, Paul was persecuted. Paul went through sufferings, and we're going to as well. And the more you love Jesus Christ, the more you're going to serve Him. The more people aren't going to like you, and that's just a simple truth. But you know what? It's best that the Lord like you. It's best to be friends with the Lord. You know what I found out? Your friends forsake you, and your friends don't like you. Guess what? Well, I've got a friend in Jesus. And Jesus sticketh closer than a brother, don't He? It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. Thank God he's in the will of God. And he knew he's in the will. Isn't it wonderful to be in the will of God and know it? You know what I can do? If I want to know what the will of God is, all I got to do is look in these epistles right here, and I can find out what the will of the Lord is. A lot of people say, I wish I'd be in the will of God. You know what the main will of God is? He's not willing that any should perish. The main thing is get saved. A lot of these saved people, they wonder what's wrong with them. You can't be happy outside the will of God. They're not the will of God if they're not saved.
That's right.
Why? Because it's God's will that everybody get saved.
That's
All right. Well, then after that, it's God's will to serve Christ. Well, you know what? If somebody's not serving Jesus Christ or not in the will of God, Paul was called to be an apostle, and guess what? He answered the call. You know, a lot of people do. They're not in calling distance. They don't have a signal. Signal's blocked. What happens there? They get so blocked up with sin and everything, the Lord's out there calling them. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, and people get out there in left field so far they can't even hear it no more. And they say, well, God just left me alone. No, God's been calling you. You just got your ears stopped up and can't hear it. And you know what? The reception blocked. Well, by the will of God, it's God's will that we serve Him. And Timothy, our brother, he mentions him. He's a servant under the church. There's the address, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in Caia. He's addressing all these saints. All right. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. So what you have is you've got grace and peace is a church age thing. Why? Because grace comes first. I'm saved by grace, and because I'm saved by grace, I've got peace with God. I don't only have the peace with God, I got the peace of God because I'm saved by the grace of God, and the grace of God gives you that peace that nobody else can offer. And so thank God for that. What time is here? Good to see y'all. So you got that, and it says, Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. So you know what? Who is God? He's the God of all comfort, one thing. I love that verse right there because there's comfort in that verse. Blessed be God. And I got these things here. Amen. I wanted to give you on this. I wrote a couple of these down. Number one, we'll do this and I'll close. In 2 Corinthians, I'm running out of room here, 7, verse 6, you're going to see in that verse, the Father gives comfort. In 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, and verses 16 and 17, sorry about that, I thought that mark was, you're going to see the Son gives comfort. Then in John, chapter 14, verses 16 through 18, the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, comforts us. I like that because it said, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of comfort. God the Father gives you comfort. God the Son gives you comfort. God the Holy Spirit gives you comfort. Three in one, one in three, and the one in the middle died for me, and guess what? They give you comfort.
That's right.
Now, I tell you, people talk about, man, this comfortable bed, and this comfortable car, and this, look, none of that stuff is as comforting. There's the fact to know Jesus Christ died for my sins, and all I've got to do is reach out and get it by grace through faith. Man, I wish the whole world knew that. What a blessing. We'll close out. Dad, if you would close us out.